Hey everybody, this is Mark with safedaytrading.org, and well, I want to talk about summer. It is a beautiful summer here. It's 2016, but one of the things that happens with summer is that the market slows down a little bit, and so you have to be aware of that. The market could get a little choppy. It'll have more of a tendency to do some consolidations, maybe some tight consolidations or some wide consolidations. But some consolidations, which makes it difficult, at least for me, because I'm better at more directional trading. So it gets a little difficult. So you have to be aware of that, and you have to find times during the day when it's not consolidating, and probably around the reversal time. So that's, you know, the half hour or the hour time frame. Look for big reports to come out. And then in July and August, for the stocks and options boys, you know, you have big reports coming out there too. I know that a couple of years ago, Facebook had a big report and earnings reports, what I'm talking about. And when that came out, there was a lot of money made because there was a lot of big changes that happened. So be aware of that as well. You know, those are things you have to, you know, I talked about a previous podcast about being observant. And you really have to start being observant as to what's going on. Another difficult thing that we have coming up is we've got the presidential elections, the 2016 presidential elections. And that's going to change a lot of things. I'm not expecting it to change much until the September, October time frame, and then things will go a little crazy depending upon what happens. I think that the presidential conventions are going to be crazy as well, so there may be some market scares there. I know that the Fed is talking about raising the interest rate another 0.5% to 0.25%. You have to be prepared for that. So there's things to be prepared for, but again, I'm still saying that the market overall is going to be a little slow for the summertime. Typically, the story is that January and February is really when things go crazy. November and December is when the big boys out in the marketplace start to adjust their portfolios, get that all cleaned up, and so things will get a little wild there, especially at the end of the months. So October, November, December, end of the months. You know, the first week of November, boy, I don't know what's going to happen depending upon who gets elected. You just have to kind of be prepared for it. I think that gold and oil and some of the futures are going to be a little crazy. I don't think the stocks are going to be too bad. So those are kind of the things I want you to be aware of. You know, since I've been around, I kind of look through that kind of stuff and get prepared for it, you know. So I'm expecting a little less income in the summer than I would in the springtime and the fall. And so you just got to be ready for it. You got to pick your battles, you know, the usual thing. I think that probably afternoons are going to be kind of slow, especially maybe a Monday, Fridays, you know, when people are coming back, or when people are leaving for, you know, their palatial estates or their islands or wherever the heck they go. So you'll have to, you know, kind of anticipate that. I think the reports are probably going to be busy. So I'm thinking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are going to probably be the most profitable days during the summer. And I'm talking about summer, I'm saying June through mid-August. You know, when the kids get back in school, then everybody starts coming back to work as well. So those are my thoughts on the summer of 2016. I'm hoping that it is a little bit more active, and just because of the presidential stuff going on this year, I suspect it may be. You know, and that's all that is a caveat to somebody not flying a jet into a building, which could change everything pretty quickly, and I don't anticipate that at all. So I think it's going to be kind of a slow and grinding summer. So that means you're not going to be looking at, you know, $1,000 moves. you may be looking at $100 or $200 moves at the most, maybe $50. So you're just going to have to grind that out. Anyway, this is my thoughts on the summer of 2016. I'll talk to you later. Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.